guys, how are you doing? How are my lovely podcast friends going on? The new year is here. We are now in 2018 and it's the first show. So let's begin with saying that I really hope that you're gonna have a lovely new year. Having that said then, it's gonna be a quick look what's happening. I will continue with some chat about Eindhoven and we have to look at what's happening in Iran. Because what's happening in Iran you're gonna see pretty soon everywhere in the world. So let's begin with Eindhoven. It's easy, you have here at the moment on the public side they are now really writing down an alderman. And she always says, well, they criticize me because I always fix the problems. My comment to her is always, well, if you fix the problems, why not avoid having the problems? And for a lot of things I disagree with her, but and that's fine, that's called politics, that's called press freedom, freedom of speech and freedom of thinking, that's great. But to nail her down literally in an article about farming, that sustainable farming is not good for the environment, but industrial sized farming with animals is also bad for the environment, and that there is no real big solution. But so then write that what she's doing in Eindhoven is also not working, and I'm thinking, yeah, well, you're just writing it down, and I'm just wondering, why the hell, what does the closing of one road has to do with farming? I mean, and I don't agree with what she's doing on that road, but it's not fair, and I'm really happy that pretty soon she is a guest in my podcast. That's going to be really great, we're going to chat about it. And the sad thing is that no one's talking about a real big problem in Eindhoven, and that's called Why Eindhoven. They spend over $1 million more a week than they get in. And the idea is easy. Everything that the city has to do for those who need special care or assistance or whatever, they put it in one organization, put a lot of people in a lot of big offices, and you are there. And that's it. And what the problem is with that is that it's not working. It's really, people are hired not on their capacity, but to satisfy political needs for, and this for a party which has its roots from Joseph Stalin. So criticizing her is gonna give me a chance to die. So that's basically. And what you see is Elaine Scholten, the alderman who developed this. She left. She gave someone else who is incompetent to fixing the problems. A lot of problems. Because now, just think about it. 50 million you have to cut down. And if they don't get this cut down within the next 12 months, then the city of Eindhoven will get under financial supervision. Well, doing that with a lovely city council elections we're heading up in March, oh, we're going to have great things. And the terrible thing is that they are not going for the cheap solutions. They always go for the really expensive solutions. That's really bad. I mean, you should go for things that work and try the cheapest solution. I mean, but it's something that they are not really realizing. And for those of Eindhoven who are listening, yes, I am prepared to solve the mess. I cost €250 an hour. So, and the sad thing is that the chances they would easily pay this because they, for everything that you would say we do it like this and this, that you simply set it up the easier route, they are hiring the biggest and the most expensive people you can do. With income and with a lot of old aldermen who are working around in that organization, it's just a political, it's an organization that I would simply say, shut it down, close it, fire all the people and begin all over. Cut your loss. It's just better than fixing it because the problems are too big to fix. You can't fix it. That's basically what's the problem with Why Eindhoven. All the listeners love to making some money, but you will have to pay tax upon your money. But that's to change. You can save on your tax. Pay no tax, completely legal. Start earning more money so you can take care for your beloved ones. So you can travel visa-free. Get yourself the tax-free passport. Get yourself the starting point to a tax-free lifestyle. A lifestyle which is an ultimate freedom. Hofprofit.com/passport. I say Hofprofit.com/passport. Yeah, let's have a look at what's happening in Iran. It's easy. Inflation hitting the basic needs of water, energy and food. And the people are staking up and saying, we have enough of it. And it's really, first of all, I really have to do with the people of Iran. It is a really smart country. They are really good. Young population, a lot of potential and a great future ahead. The only really big thing with it is that they are run by a lunatic who is saying crazy things. And they are financing terrorism around the world. I mean, Hezbollah is the richest organization. Hezbollah is basically a front from the Iranian government, and Hezbollah has over $1 billion on the bank account. Just imagine what you could do with $1 billion. If you would take that billion and launch irrigation projects, and you simply say, we grab seawater, get the salt out of it, sell the salt, and we use the water for irrigation and farming. Just think about this idea. Just do it, try it out with $1 billion. You could do a lot of things, and you could really try and get a desert country into an ongoing food producing country, which, so that's a great thing. That's what you see now. The government says that only a few people die. I believe the last I heard was 10 plus 8. Well, I don't trust the government. Do you trust the Iranian government? Do you trust the government to say, oh yeah, well, we are shooting with guns on people. We think that's normal. And what I think that really, really, really sad is this. It is something that we need to think about. The European Union is silent. Why? You hear everyone in the world, the European Union, the Middle East, everyone always has to say a lot of things about every country. If there is some country who's not having gay marriage, the European Union will say, that's bad, you should pay males and females the same way. And what they are saying now in Iran, where a lunatic government is sitting, where the government is shooting on its own people, hey, nothing, it's silence. Where are they? I mean, it's really weird. I mean, everyone in the world was talking about how to criticize Trump on moving, and it was a brave and a good thing to do for him, to bring the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And that's just moving. That means you buy a building, you renovate it, and you move people. But now people are dying because they want to eat. It is. And you see it, and this is going to happen in more countries. At the same time, this morning on the news was that in Venezuela, a girl 18 years old and 5 months pregnant was shot dead by the police. She was standing in line for food. So you see it everywhere. And I predicted, especially on my Twitter, you'll see it a lot of times that I say that this is going to happen. Because the current system that we got and the current operationals, what the government is doing, this can only result in hyperinflation, starvation, and hyperinflation is only being fixed in the history by having a lovely war. I mean, and this is what's going to happen also now, and it's just sad, but we have to think what's moving on and how can we go on, and why, oh why, are they so terrible in simply saying, hey, Iranian government, we are not doing this. I mean, I would make it easy. Just cut a deal. No deal with Iran. Freeze the trade. Freeze the government deposits. And then start talking from there. But I'm not everything that Iran is doing is bad. I really like what they have done in Syria. Islamic State is almost defeated. Lovely. But what's now? What's next? What do you do with the people? And there are so many great... And the terrible thing is Europe, the world, no one says anything about it. So... But with the exception of a few people who are literally supporting the brave people who stand up against violence, and this is gonna literally, I really hope that they are gonna overthrow the regime in Iran, because it would be really good for the world and good for peace. So with that and my lovely New Year's wish, I'm gonna leave you, and I would say send me a tweet at Lodewijkhoff, leave a comment below and let me know what you think about it. And what do you think about Iran, and what's the solution, and what would you do to cut Y Eindhoven with so that they are no longer spending $1 million more a week? And for causing the bankruptcy of Eindhoven, let's just thank Leni Scholten for it. Hey, talk to you tomorrow. Cheers!